7-year-old Loic Williams likes science and he likes to read. The Northeast Elementary School student often reads to his parents in their comfortable North Stamford home.
Mike Milligan had a steam shovel, a beautiful red steam shovel.
We took him out when he was 5 and started him in the public school system.
That's Loic's dad, Shane. The Williams moved him from a Montessori school in Wilton a few years ago.
Just because we wanted him to have those friends as he's growing up throughout the elementary school system.
His mother, Christelle, says she wants him to benefit from being at the same elementary school for as long as possible.
We like the school here, and he's comfortable here, and the teachers are great.
But Loic may have to move to middle school a year earlier in the 5th grade. That's one of the options administrators are considering as a result of overcrowding projections. For example, a study conducted by consultants Malone and McBroom says enrollment increased by 750 students in the 2009-2010 school year. In fact, the study says most of the elementary schools are already at or over capacity. By contrast, the district's middle schools show far more available space. They're at only about 60% of maximum capacity. But the idea of moving 5th graders to the middle schools has been sharply criticized. Here's parent Lorraine Missone at a recent Board of Education meeting.
We're already rushing their life as it is, and, you know, with all of this testing and all these demands that we put on these kids, I just don't think that putting them in middle school and rushing them further, they're not going to have that time that they can have in elementary school.
There are other options on the table: redistricting, building a new school, renovating existing schools, or using portable classrooms. But not all parents feel administrators are doing a good job of getting the word out. Tracy Alfaya told the board she's alarmed at how quickly the change needs to occur.
No specific information has yet been offered regarding how this upheaval will be implemented, although it is suspected to occur as early as September. The children have questions. Parents have concerns.
While not everyone agrees with the study's numbers, no one disputes Stamford is growing, and that sparked questions about how the district was left so unprepared. The study points to an increase in births and newcomers due to recent large-scale development. Since 2006, 2,600 new housing units have been built. More are under construction. Laura Aubuchon is the city's economic development director. She concedes a lack of dialogue between the city and the schools may have played a role in the current scenario, but she says the board never asked to hear a presentation on development and the mayor's door was always open.
You have to ask the really tough question, like you would in any business: whose responsibility is it to do the strategic planning for the Board of Ed? And I would argue that it really starts with the Board of Ed.
Superintendent Winnie Hamilton wasn't available for an interview for the story, but Board of Education President Jeff Alswanger disputes school officials have been lax on strategic planning. He says they weren't always getting accurate information from the city.
Certainly the city side was telling the Board of Ed, as they were approving all these developments, that there would be no children in these developments, and clearly someone was wrong there. We saw the issue exactly 1 year ago when we saw last year's October 1 enrollment numbers, and within a couple months kicked off a comprehensive space study, which took 8 months to produce.
The board has now asked the superintendent for more data concerning all the options on the table. Alswanger says they hope to know more in the next few weeks. A special board meeting on the overcrowding is planned for the 21st. Kayomi Getz, WSHU News.